Peace, love, and harmony, family. Welcome back to another episode of Talk Tuesday. I am your host, B Harmony, and as always, you know your support means the absolute world to me. Thank you guys for rocking out with me and for listening in. We are currently in season 2. Man, it's been a blessing, you know, as I come up to the last 5 episodes of season 2 before we into season 3. I just think back on when I first started this and how nervous I was, and I didn't really think that I should do a podcast or no one was gonna listen. And for all of you guys that are listening all over the world, man, thank you. Your support really means the world to me. It's nice to know that there's people out there who think like you and who show support to your vision, and you know, you're like-minded people. And over here at Harmony Politics, you know, I take my Harmonites very seriously, and I just love and appreciate y'all. So I know it's been a minute since I did it, but you know, definitely had to take that time and come back prepared and better than ever. And I've just been paying attention to what's going on currently in the world, and especially in politics as we're transitioning. We're still in Joe Biden's first 100 days of office. That's not due to end until April 30th. So just definitely been paying attention to what's going on. And for this Tuesday's episode, I definitely want to title it Operation Talon. Now, for those of you guys who aren't familiar with Operation Talon, you already know that I've been doing my research, I've been paying attention, because to be completely honest, what the news tells us is not always true. What we see is not always what it appears to be, and I think that we as a society, myself included in this at times, don't think deeply enough about things or don't question things enough. We just take things at face value and we don't actually do our research, especially if something sounds crazy. You know, more than likely, it's kind of crazy. And this Operation Talon, when I heard about it, was insane. I thought that it was a good thing when Donald Trump brought it out. Don't get me wrong, I'm definitely all against human trafficking. But when I heard this news about Biden terminating this program, I thought, that's an interesting thing that Biden would do. Why would someone, Democrat or Republican, why would somebody cancel a program that's targeting human trafficking? So of course, my political senses went off and I had to do more research. So check out this clip, you guys, if you're not familiar, so you guys can take a listen to what I heard that actually shocked me and made me dig deeper into this research and get into today's Talk Tuesday, Operation Talon.
General Ashley Moody is among several attorneys general that's urging the Biden administration to reverse the cancellation of President Trump's Operation Talon program. They report here that the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Operation Talon is a nationwide operation that focuses on removing illegally present convicted sex offenders from the United States. Now, on the Saturday broadcast on Fox News Channel Fox and Friends, the Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, she stated that there is no reason for President Joe Biden's cancellation of Operation Talon, an operation that targets sex offenders in the U.S. illegally. Watch.
Absolutely. As you know, states like Florida, who really struggle with combating human trafficking, we're third in the nation in terms of calls to the National Human Trafficking Hotline. We rely on the federal government to assist our local and state law enforcement and remove those that are lurking in our communities that are sexual predators and that are preying on our most vulnerable. And so to have an administration, Joe Biden, cancel an operation that is focusing on sexual offenders in our country, as the Attorney General of Florida certainly, but as a mother, is horrifying.
I'm not sure I understand what justification would exist for its removal. Is there any reason you can see for why this operation would be removed or what the reasoning behind that would be?
Great question.
Absolutely none. I was a former federal prosecutor. Effective, targeted operations, cross administrations. These operations help agents do their jobs, especially for states like Florida that rely on federal agencies and law enforcement to help them remove these dangerous people from our communities. There is no reason this operation should be canceled. And you know, the message to Joe Biden is to stop tying our hands in law enforcement and let the men and women that took the oath to protect these communities do their jobs. And that's to protect those within our states. And the only way we can do that, I mean, the state of Florida can't go out and remove and deport criminal predators within our communities. We need the federal government to do their job. Is it surprising that Joe Biden would do this? Not at all. It doesn't surprise me. But we have to keep the pressure on them to remind them of his duty protect our states and this country.
Nothing makes any sense anymore.
But I couldn't agree more. Nothing makes sense anymore, especially this. So this operation started actually of the last few weeks of Trump's administration. And what it is basically it's an immigration program that targets sex offenders who are here in the United States of America illegally. It targets them for deportation to send them back to whatever country they're from, specifically if they have anything related to sex. So sex offenders, human trafficking, pedophilia, things like that, right? So that started under Trump the last few weeks of Trump's administration. Now, it's important that you guys understand that clip that you guys just heard, that's from a Republican-based news station called the Next News Network. So when you're taking in information, especially political information, it's important to pay attention to who's telling you the information. And because whoever's telling you that, it's going to be coming from their perspective. And more than likely, they're either right, left, Democrat, Republican, conservative, or liberal. People put themselves in a box. And by putting themselves in a box, you're limiting the type of information that you're receiving. So this station is a Republican-based station that's going after Joe Biden, saying that he ended Operation Talon for no apparent reason. No one knows why it ended. He shouldn't have done that. It's his agenda, Joe Biden's agenda, and the Democrats who canceled this operation that targets sex offenders that are here illegally. So with this information, of course, it's going to lead you to believe, well, why would Joe Biden target something like that? That's crazy. Those Democrats are crazy. And automatically in your mind, if you're hearing this on this news network, you're going to side with them because you don't understand. But there's always two sides to every story. Well, actually, there's three sides to every. There's your side, my side, and the truth. So with that being said, you definitely have to go out and research the other side. And that's exactly what I sought out to do when I did my research. And my first question was, is Operation Talon actually canceled, and why would it be canceled? So the first question was a two-part question for me, and the first thing that I found out was Operation Talon is actually not canceled. I repeat, it is not canceled, you guys. So the fact that it wasn't canceled made me wonder even more, okay, well, why isn't it canceled, and why would news stations be reporting this quote-unquote fake news? And it's funny to me that I said quote unquote fake news, because when Donald Trump used to say that, I used to laugh, knowing that it's actually true. People do report fake news, especially people who have an agenda, you know, who want to get you on their side. And everybody thought it was hilarious that he said that, but I actually was like, no, there's real truth in that. So here's one example of how there's real truth in that. So for those of you guys who might not know what ICE stands for, ICE stands for Immigration Customs Enforcement, right? So this program, Operation Talon, was actually shelved by ICE themselves, by the Immigration Customs Enforcement Department. So they're the ones who actually shelved it. And the reason why it was shelved is because it's actually awaiting some new operations and guidelines, right? From whatever new administration is going to take over now that Biden is in office. Because as we all know that, you know, a new president means new people in office and undoing of things that they may not agreed with. So because there's a new president in office, there's also a new administration that's taking place. And this program was actually shelved back in early February, but word is getting out now. And I guess, you know, you have the opposing side who are still kind of critical of the first 100 days the president is in office, so they're going to point out anything that they can, especially if it's something as big as the Operation Human Trafficking, because it appeals to your emotions. It's a way to get you like, okay, well, no matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican, we all have hearts out here, and we all care for humanity as a whole, and we definitely don't like violence against children, especially some heinous crimes like sex trafficking, human trafficking, pedophilia, any type of sex offender that's offending someone who doesn't want it. That's not okay. So we can all agree on that as a whole, so it only makes sense to put out a false narrative without actually giving you the whole story. And a lot of the reason why the whole story is not being told, what I believe, is because of a memo that Joe Biden wrote back in January 20th, 2021, when he signed it into law. And I'm gonna read the first line for you guys in section one titled Policy. So it reads just like this. Immigrants have helped strengthen America's families, communities, businesses, and workforce and economy, infusing the United States with creativity, energy, and ingenuity. It also begins to go on to discuss how complex it is with immigration laws and requiring setting federal boundaries and each state handling each immigration law as it comes to them. And, you know, the federal government sets the standard, but it gives the states the ability, kind of some leeway to, you know, govern as it should, as long as it operates within the federal quote-unquote guidelines. And in keeping in those federal guidelines, when you read this memo, it praises immigration, which is a great thing. Immigration is a great thing. It does bring forth creativity, energy, and ingenuity. We don't have to agree with that fact, but we should at least acknowledge that fact. And when you're reading this document, this memo on immigration, it actually revolts what Donald Trump did in the executive order. What is it? I forget the number, but I actually have it written down right here. Executive Order 13768, right? Which is actually titled the Enhancing Public Safety in the Interior of the United States. So this is the original order that it's actually revoking, and that was signed back in 2017. Operation Talon is just an extension of this memo. So that operation came under the guidelines of the Enhancing Public Safety in the Interior of the U.S. memo that was signed, and this is now after it, like kind of like underneath the umbrella, so to speak, if that makes sense to you guys. So once I found out that fact about reading the actual January 20th memo on immigration that Joe Biden signed, it made even more sense as to why this program was shelved by ICE. So think about it from a department standpoint. If you work in the Immigration Customs Enforcement Department and you see that the president signed a memo that's basically revoking everything that was in the previous memo, which are what the guidelines that you're going under. Now remember, ICE is following the Enhancing Public Safety in the Interior of the U.S.'s order, which was signed into law by Donald Trump back in 2017. So here we are, fast forward to January 20th, 2021, where we have this new Operation Talon, and we have a new order that's revoking everything that Donald Trump was trying to do or said was law back in 2017. So of course, if you read that, you have a new boss, right? Your boss wants to come in and do things a different way, so you have to abide by that, right? So what does that mean? You gotta stop whatever you were doing before and get with the new program. Get with the new program or get lost, right? So that's exactly what ICE did in this case. So it's the Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency that shelved the program. But they didn't do anything wrong because they're only doing their job. If your boss wants to change the program and he doesn't like what's going on, you work for them. So therefore, you have to do it, right? We all have rules that we follow when we go to work. It's no different when it comes to Immigration Customs Department, no different when it comes to the president who has to abide by the Senate and the House, you know what I mean? And they all have to come together in agreement. So there's no difference. But for this news station to put out this narrative and not actually come back out, not, I've done my research and I haven't found a video out that's disputing this from this news station. So the fact that they're putting out this false narrative lets you know that there is something bigger at play here. Just listen to how this news clip continues on, how it plays on your emotions. Now, I know that we as people, when we hear things like sex offenders who are here illegally, the program has been stopped. Why would it be stopped? Our mind immediately goes to the negative and we just want to jump on the information and attack without actually looking at the source. So just take a listen to this news clip and really listen to it and see how it actually plays into knowing that it's already fake news, right? Because I just told you guys, I've just given you the research. It's out there yourselves. You guys can definitely look it up. But knowing that this information is false, listen to this next clip.
Makes any sense anymore at all. Why would they cancel a program like this? She said to have an administration, Joe Biden, cancel an operation that is focusing on sexual offenders in our country. As the Attorney General of Florida, she said, certainly, but as a mother, it is horrifying. That's what she said, horrifying. They write that Joe Biden and Democrats thought that it was best to end the program and leave Americans and children vulnerable. So what does that say about how they feel about you?
I mean, man, that says, I think that they feel nothing for me, right? I mean, according to this news station, they don't care about me or anybody else in this country. Like, to take it that far and say that about the children and then to relate it to me, it plays on your emotions, right? Don't you feel neglected by your government? Don't you feel like they're not doing their job? But in fact, that's not right, right? That's not accurate. That's not at all what happened. The program is not even canceled. And for the Florida Attorney General, for her to go on live TV and make this statement and really talk about this without doing her research, That's not okay. That's a gross negligence of information, especially when you have people who are not politically inclined, who don't go out and do the research. So they just hear what you say and they run with it. Of course, in running with it, now there's this narrative that is created and has people hyped up, and that's not even the case. And once you have your mind set on something, it's really hard to shift it. This is something that I work on consistently myself, even when it comes to just my personal life or business. Once you have your mind made up about something and you're gung-ho on it, you're headstrong about it, it's hard to change that, you know? And that's something that we over here at Harmony Politics, we focus on, and we really do our best to make sure that we can see things from both perspectives, from all perspectives, and come up with our own truth, right? So in keeping with the spirits of our own truth, we know that the program is not canceled. We know that the program is shelved. Not only do we know that it's shelved, but we know that it wasn't shelved by Biden himself. It was shelved by the Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency. Now my next question was, well, what gives them the right to shelve this program? Well, I mean, that's a pretty obvious answer, right? Immigration Customs Enforcement are the one who are enforcing the law. So therefore, they're the ones who are going to either abide by it, come up with the new revocations like they need to, and, you know, come up with a better strategy according to who their new boss is, because they can't do their job without their boss signing off on it, right? It's like, you're not gonna get paid if you're not doing a good job. The same thing applies in government, if we break it down to a level of understanding for everyone out there. We have to remember that in politics, everyone has an agenda. It's either for you to be a little bit more liberal or for you to be more conservative. There's two sides that America has been in since the beginning of time, since the beginning of my time, since the beginning of my parents' time and their time. Since government came into office, there's always been two sides. And that has a lot to do with how America was formed, you know, with the North and the South, the Confederates and everything like that. Your free states, right? So in keeping in that same energy and that spirit, you also have states who are also jumping on board, who are saying the same things that the Florida Attorney General is saying. You have about 18 states who wrote into the Biden administration asking them not to cancel the program. Don't cancel the program due to January 20th's memo on immigration, pretty much is what they're saying. But the program, in fact, is not canceled, it shelves. And some of those states include Florida, Ohio, Mississippi, South Carolina, Georgia, I believe Louisiana was in there, West Virginia, Missouri, and of course, Texas, right? So all of these states are predominantly your what color states? For my politicians out there and my Harmonites, you guys know those are your red states, right? Red states are Republican states. Republicans are more so conservative. This is a conservative news station that published this information. Is it all making sense now, you guys? I definitely did not want this information to be true, and I'm glad that I went out and I did the research and found out that it's not in fact canceled. It's just put on a shelf until they come up with a better program under whatever Joe Biden and his administration thinks is a better program. It's up to Joe Biden. It's up to the secretary, the new Secretary of Homeland Security, which is Alejandro Mayorkas. And of course, you have it under the ICE, the acting director, Tay D. Johnson. All of these are new people under the Biden administration. So I think that we as a people, before jumping to the conclusion and saying that he canceled something, let's first do our research. And second, he's in his first 100 days. He has until April 30th to get his cabinet together, to get his team together, to get whatever new policies he feels is appropriate for the way he wants to run the world. Because unfortunately, we live in a world where one man makes a lot of decisions regarding everything. And I say unfortunately because we don't think for ourselves enough. No one man, I believe, should have all that power. We have checks and balances in place, but how serious is the checks and balances if a news station can put out false information like this and have an entire side hating another side based off of information that's not accurate and not true? So I'll be the first to say that I'm neither conservative nor liberal. So when I heard this, of course, I felt like, wow, I'm not surprised. Like she said, I'm not surprised that this is something that happened. But then I had to check myself and realize, well, I am surprised. I should be surprised because this is something strange and this is only coming from one side of the story. So now that I have the other side of the story, here's what I believe is my own truth and all that I can stand on. I believe that the Biden administration is going to come to some type of new agreement and new laws that are going to help combat our sex offenders who are here illegally in this country. Biden ran on coming up with the defense system against COVID-19, vaccinations, stimulus packages, and the second thing was immigration reform and basically undoing some of the things that Donald Trump did while he was in office that a lot of Americans did not agree on. And this was a part of that. So being that he's undoing something that the quote-unquote consensus was, it's a bad thing what he's doing to immigrants in this country, we need to give it time to see what is actually going to come of it. So we'll definitely do a follow-up on Operation Talon, because this is a subject that affects not only the African-American community and the minority communities, your Hispanic communities, but it affects all parts of the world, and all parts of the world are listening right now. I thank you guys for sharing this episode and for listening and sharing, telling your friends about it, because we need to make sure that we're spreading the truth. Operation Talon is not canceled. Operation Talon is just postponed for now. But we live in a society where if so many people say something and you don't come out and dispute it, then it must be true. We do that in our personal lives, and we allow that to transfer over into our business lives, our professional lives, our professional relationships, where it gets to a point where now in politics, we can't even go out and do our own research. One side said this is true. Well, Biden's administration hasn't came out and said it's not true, therefore it must be true. Because the whole point of this news clip is to pit one side against another. Now, did Donald Trump do a lot when it comes to sex offenders and immigration? Absolutely. He signed 2 executive orders, he declared 3 proclamations, and he signed 8 bills into law targeting human trafficking. But he had 4 years while he was in office to do this. Joe Biden's only been in office for 100 days, so let's give him a chance. I'm the first one to say let's give someone a chance, because you never know what someone's gonna do. It could surprise you, and even from past history, they still could surprise you. And at the very least, if you give someone a chance and they do the exact same thing, you can say, well, at least I gave them a chance to be different, but I still knew they'd do the same thing. You know what I mean? So it's a win-win either way, because you already knew that they were gonna do the same thing, but you were still hoping that they did something different. And on the offset chance that they did something different, then you won because you wanted them to do something different. And you also won if they did the same thing because you prepared yourself for that. So all I'm saying today is that we need to prepare ourselves, because there's going to be a lot of back and forth between both sides creating false narratives, especially within the first, I say 100 to 200 days in office. It's always like this, no matter who's president. As long as there's a transition from, especially from Democrat to Republican, or Republican to Democrat, you're gonna see a difference, and you're gonna see both sides coming together and just creating these false narratives. And they're doing it so much that there's no time to retract statements, or no time to put out the real information. Or if they put out addendums, it's not publicized like the false headline, so therefore you don't think about it again because it's not publicized. Like, you guys know, I'm a big believer, when you're watching the news, mute the news and read the screen at the bottom of the TV that's going across, because that's the real news. That's what you're reading for yourself, and you can go and pay attention to. What they're saying is a distraction. Not to say that it's not news, but there's pivotal information that they're not going to verbally tell you. You're going to have to read it for yourself. And that's the motto here at Harmony Politics, is to do the research yourself. Do the research, study the material, study the sources, establish facts, and create your own new conclusion. Create your own new conclusion is the most important part of the definition of research, and that's what we as Harmonites are doing on a consistent basis. So you guys, thank you guys for checking out this episode. Let me know what you guys think about Operation Talon. You definitely can go on harmonypolitics.com, drop a comment, I will respond. You guys know I love engaging. Make sure that you guys are subscribed to my YouTube. Videos will be coming out shortly. I'm thankful for you guys for listening and rocking out with me on this Tuesday, or this lovely day of whenever you guys are listening to this. Make sure you guys share this podcast for those who are interested in the specific operations that Joe Biden had. There'll be a list on my website, a link where you can click on it, and you can see all of the revocations he's making to the previous administration, which is Donald Trump's, of course. So this will definitely be interesting to follow, and I will come back with another episode. We'll just probably title it Operation Talon Part 2. So you guys, thank you, and always, I support you guys. I appreciate you guys. I hope you guys are having a beautiful, blessed day. Peace and love.